test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Vera Veig, and Loreen Tuttle.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime. Right from the start, we'll have a grand time. I'll give you a dream for your dreams, if you'll make me a part of your schemes. Then day by day and year by year, let's have a smile for a smile, my dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight, as a gesture of friendship to our good neighbor Canada, we do a story about those sturdy heroes of the North, the Royal Canadian Northwest Mounted Police. I'll give you a dream for your dreams, if you make me a part of your schemes, then day by day and year by year, let's have a smile for a smile, my dear.
So it's Valley and Barrymore as ambassadors of goodwill to Canada tonight, eh, Rudy?
Yes, John. Hams across the border. With us will be those two talented ladies of screen and radio, Loreen Tuttle and Vera Veig. Loreen is the sweetheart of Constable Valley of the Mounties, and Vera Veig is the sweetheart, question mark, of Jean-Baptiste Barrymore.
Ah, who no doubt is captain of the Mounties.
No, John. You play the part of a half-breed fur thief.
Fur thief? John Barrymore, a pelt poacher? A sable saboteur? A chinchilla chiseler?
I hope you don't mind.
No, I've bought enough of them. It'll be a real pleasure to swipe a few.
All right. Then here we go to a remote post of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police. Somewhere near Hudson's Bay.
Attention! Stand ready to receive your assignment. Constable Robert William Hendricks, go out and bring back Indian Joe.
Very good, sir.
Constable James Edward Burroughs, go out and bring back Igloo Pete.
Very good, sir.
Constable Hubert Fire Valley, go out in the woods and sing.
Sing, sir?
Yes, we need moose.
Captain, sir. Captain, when am I going to get my big chance? I've been a Royal Northwest Mounted Policeman for a year now, and I've studied hard. I've prepared myself to be a good Mountie.
You have?
Yes, sir. I never miss a Nelson Eddy picture. Why, I've learned to sling my mess kit over my shoulder while galloping full speed, and never drop a crumb of shopman bread.
Captain, Captain, sir. Vera Vague's furs have just been stolen.
Vera Vague, not the widow of I Am Vague Furrier.
The same. Did the thief leave any clues?
He dropped this circular.
Now, let me see it. Just as I suspected. Valley, take a look at this circular.
Jean-Baptiste Barrymore takes pleasure in announcing a clearance sale of stolen furs next Sunday at 4. Come and get your hot fuzz Sunday.
Captain, just who is this Barrymore?
My boy, he's the most notorious fur thief in all the Northwest.
But what sort of fellow is he?
A strange man, this Jean-Baptiste Barrymore. He's a half-breed. Women say he's a great lover. That's the French-Canadian in him. Men say he's a great woodsman. That's the Blackfoot Indian in him. And whenever he pulls a job, he leaves his profile in the snow.
That's the Grauman's Chinese in him.
Valley, how would you like to handle this case?
Oh, fine, sir. Anyway, I'm spoiling for action. I've been sitting around this post so long, I'm getting a Hudson Bay window.
Captain, Miss Vera Vega is waiting outside to give you a first-hand account of the fur robbery.
Send her in. Now, Valley, watch out for this dame. She's poisoned a mounted policeman.
You mean, sir, she's man-crazy?
Man-crazy. Every time a Mountie starts to bring in his man, she hijacks him.
Now, you look here, Captain. I wish you'd tell your men not to be so fresh.
Fresh?
Yes. That man outside the door just tried to grab me.
Miss Vague, that happens to be a snowman.
A snowman? Oh, I thought his hand was awfully cold.
Miss Vague, Constable Valley here will handle your case. Suppose you explain to him just how your furs were stolen.
Well, I went around my trap line this morning.
By the way, Miss Vague, I must warn you about setting your bear traps so close to the mounted police post. Bears don't come within a mile of the men's barracks.
Who's trapping for bear?
Miss Vague, how many furs were stolen?
Oh, let me see now. I have a list here. 54 beaver furs, 82 fitch, 90 mink, 200 chinchillas, and one raccoon. He can keep the raccoon, but I'd like to get back that college boy who was in it.
Were the furs in good condition?
Yes, perfect. I just glazed the mink and chinchillas, and I gave the fitch a shampoo.
And the bandwagon? Where were you at the time of the robbery?
Well, I was sitting in the living room pasting police gazettes on cardboard when all of...
Pardon me, you were pasting police gazettes on cardboard?
Yes, you see, I wanted a mounted police gazette. Oh, dear, I'm really loyal to you boys.
Don't worry, the Mounties won't let you down. My dog team is ready. You want to go along and help track down Barrymore?
I should say not. Ride around in the dog sledge when it's 50 below zero?
I don't blame you, ma'am. This Barrymore's a villainous fellow. And you wouldn't be safe with him.
You say I wouldn't be safe with him?
No.
Where's that dog sledge?
Mark! Mark!
Now, before we take up the chase of Jean-Baptiste Barrymore, I'd like to present the talented young actress who will play the part of his half-breed daughter, Miss Loreen Tuttle.
Thank you, Rudy. And good evening, everyone. You know, it's a relief to get away from that phony accent I've been rehearsing all week.
Ah, but I have an ulterior motive, Loreen. You remember the package I sent you yesterday?
Yes.
Well, did you consume contents of said package?
Rudy, are you trying to get me to tell you how I like that seal test ice cream pineapple pie you sent me?
Well, that is...
Well, I'm glad to. It was the most stunning dessert I've ever seen. Those gay whipped cream decorations on the vanilla ice cream crust looked as though an artist had made it. Certainly sent me running for a spoon. And what a delightful surprise that filling was. Thick layer of real juicy ripe pineapple. I'd like to suggest to every housewife listening in that you try seal test ice cream pineapple pie.
Thank you, Loreen. All right, Hop.
Why don't you take Miss Tuttle's advice and try this sensational new seal test ice cream pineapple pie? We'll tell you shortly where to buy it in your community. Just be sure you don't accept an imitation. Look for the seal test name on the carton. It stands for fine, wholesome ice cream. It's your assurance that quality and purity have been supervised by the seal test laboratory system. And now back to the story of Rudy the Mountie. Our scene changes to a snow-swept cabin in the northernmost wilds of Canada, where we find Jean-Baptiste Barrymore and his daughter, Loreen.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Papa Jean. Papa Jean.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, mon cher enfant?
Papa Jean. Stop counting those furs and talk to me.
Don't bother me, daughter. Nine, ten.
But I am lonesome, Papa Jean. I'm lonesome for the companionship of girls of my own age.
11. So's your old man.
But, Papa Jean, it is so cold up here in the North Woods. Why, it's so cold that... it's so cold that...
Wait. I get comedian on radio.
Why, folks, it's so cold that when I looked at my watch, the hands were rubbing each other.
Or it's so cold that I have to take off my socks with an ice pick.
There. There, that is how cold it is.
Papa Jean, I am grow up to be most the girl now. I would like to go down to Hudson Bay and marry up with nice young man.
You will stay home here and marry a man like your father. A nice, clean-cut half-breed.
But I am in love with man in Hudson Bay.
Who is she?
She is policeman. Rudy Valet.
Sacrebleu, a policeman, I don't like she. Policeman, he'd come here. I plenty kill him to dead.
But that ain't nice.
Ain't? What's your English are you spoken? Jean-Baptiste, no like policeman. No one flat feet in family.
But Rudy Valet is mounted policeman. He sit on horse all day. He no got flat feet.
I had a line, they cut it out. Now, don't bother me. I count my fur. 13, 14.
Papa Jean, where do you get all these furs?
Never mind. You keep my nose, that's your business.
Papa Jean, you no steal these furs.
Steal them? Dot hair, you think your papa, she looks like criminal.
You always ask me that. And when I tell you, you get mad.
Listen, little papoo. Papa Jean, he no need traps to get furs. He's at home in the woods. He no animal. He no wild life. In fact, no one no wild life like Papa Jean Barionor. The little animals, they like me. They give me their fur.
Now, Papa, how can the animals give you their fur?
I go out into the woods. On my flute, I play soft music. And the little animals do for me striptease.
Oh, Papa Jean, you make a joke with me. What kind of animal can do striptease?
Little animal is cross between mink and Kolinsky. It is called a Minsky.
Papa Jean, I am worried about you. You do not tell where you get furs. You do not like policemen. Papa Jean, I think you have guilty conscience.
Guilty conscience? If I am guilty, may those snowshoes and the wall turn to tennis rackets.
It looks like it's your furs, Papa.
Come, my child, forget about furs. Sit here on Papa Jean's lap and sing songs to him like when you little girl.
All right, Papa.
Magnifique, my little angel. Don't answer that. Maybe mounted policeman.
Why are you afraid, policeman?
I park sled in front of hydrant.
Oh, I must open door. Rosie!
Loreen, what are you doing here?
I live here.
That is this. Who are these men and these women?
I, sir, I'm Rudy Valley, attached to the Northwest Mounted Police.
And I'm Vera Vegg, sort of attached to them myself.
We're seeking shelter from the storm.
The woman, he can stay. But the policeman, she must get out into the storm.
Oh, but Papa, how can you say that? You wouldn't keep a dog out on a night like this.
You are right, daughter. Bring our dog in and throw this guy out.
But Papa, this is the young man I told you about. Rudy, this is my Papa, Jean-Baptiste Barrymore.
Jean-Baptiste Barrymore? Are you the French and Indian half-breed?
Oui, oui. An og-og.
Then my search is ended. Jean-Baptiste Barrymore, you are my prisoner. These furs on the floor are my evidence. For stealing these furs, you will spend the rest of your days in jail.
Sacre nom, papa! Sent to the clink by a mink.
Rudy, is this true? Did Papa Jean steal the furs?
Yes, Lorraine. He took them from this lady, Vera Vague, widow of I Am Vague, the former famous foremost fur-bearing fur baron.
But you must not send him to the prison.
Time's hurry. But I'm a Mountie. And a Mountie does his duty as he sees it. And sees his duty as he does it. Or does it. So get ready, Barrymore. I'm taking you back.
So, I must leave this house which I built himself with these two hands. With these two hands, I tore down the trees, chopped the logs, made every piece, furniture. For even grizzly bear rug you're standing on, I shot that bear, my son. I guess it was only flesh wounds.
Oh, quit telling, Barrymore. Let's get going.
Just one moment, please. Must go in next room and pack suitcase.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't trust you, Barrymore. Here, I'll handcuff our wrists together and I'll go with you.
Oh, Mr. Valley, why not handcuff him to me? My wrist isn't doing anything.
All right.
My wrist isn't doing anything.
All right, Miss Vague, I'll handcuff you and Barrymore together.
Let the punishment fit the crime.
Hold out your wrists, Barrymore. Miss Vague, here's the key. Now, if anything happens to me, swallow it. Then he can't get away.
If I swallow the key, he can't get away?
That's right.
It didn't taste bad at all. Come along, Jean.
Oh, Monsieur Constable Volley, how you could do these things to my Papa Jean.
I'm sorry, Lorraine, but I'm a Mountie. And a Mountie does his duties, he sees it. And sues his duties as he does it. Anyway, I'm a Mountie.
But you told me you love me.
I do love you, Lorraine. But to a Mountie, duty and honor come first. That's a code you'll understand someday. Then you and I'll be married, as we planned.
No. No, this is the end, Monsieur Valet. If you arrest my father, there can be nothing more between us. We must forget each other.
But, Lorraine, how can I forget you? I give you my word, I'll never love again. I give you my word, this is my first and last romance. I gave my lips, my heart and soul to you. My heart will break if you don't take me too. I give you my word, you are the only one. All heaven has heard what your love has done. Darling, what's the good of life without love, or love without you? I'll never change. I give you my word.
I give you my word.
Oh, Mr. Barrymore, did you hear that handsome Mountie singing to your daughter in the next room? Wasn't it romantic?
Ugh.
Oh, your Indian blood makes you stoical. But tell me, how do you like being handcuffed to me?
Ugh.
Is that your dialect or your opinion?
Miss Vague, don't think your charms they go unnoticed to Jean-Baptiste Barrymore. When I first see you, I say to myself, Jean, this Miss Vague is one big, darn, fine-looking kid. She is what you call Lollipalousy.
But you fascinate me, too, you big, strong creature of the forest.
Nay, oui, chérie, this is me. All my life, I have lived in forest.
I see. Sort of aged in the wood. You know, Mr. Barrymore, I kind of wish I didn't have to press charges against you for stealing my furs.
Why do you? Maybe you and me, we got together, huh? You biggest fur breeder in Canada, me biggest fur stealer. Uh-huh. Together, we have one big darn fine business. One half, we run half-breed fur farm.
Half-breed fur farm?
Yeah, half we breed, half we steal. But you got big stock animals, huh?
Oh, yes. For example, right now I have 20 silver foxes and 4,000 rabbits.
That's why you got all those rabbits.
Just for example.
All right, Paramore.
We're ready to start back to Hudson's Bay. The sled is ready.
Not so fast, Constable Rudy Vallée. No one is going to leave this cabin. Nature, she is just as strong as justice.
What do you mean?
Look at that window. Look out of it. A blizzard. We're snowbound.
Oh.
Gosh.
Goody.
Now for our weekly 60-second trip around America to tell you where to buy the New Year's most delicious treat, Seal Test Ice Cream Pineapple Pie. Here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Cabin. It's terrible. Will we never be rescued?
Oh, don't worry, dear. The Northwest Mounted Police will come to the rescue. The Mounties will never let us down.
Bah! The jigs is up. I can stand him no more. I think I am going crazy. No heat, no fire, no food.
But, John, I'm here.
No women.
Oh, John, you're so cruel. Since we've been locked up together, you haven't even looked at me twice. When I was young, I'll bet you'd have looked at me twice.
Just. Oh, how hungry I am. What I could do to a chicken. A duck. A goose. Why, I'm so hungry I could eat. A vulture.
Jean, don't look at me that way.
Miss Vague, what are you stewing in that pot?
The last piece of food in the house.
What is it?
It is Papa's right shoe.
Shoe? Sure, every night it is the same thing. Last night we pickled the tongue. Night before, it is filly of soul. What have we got tonight?
Boiled heel.
Valet, don't look at me like that.
Oh, how long is this going to go on? Rudy, can't you do something?
I know. I'll turn on the radio and see if I can get a news report.
Station NWMP, Saskatchewan. Latest news bulletin. The Northwest Mounted Police report that the singing Monty, Rudy Valley, was gone after the fur thief Jean-Baptiste Barrymore, is believed to be snowbound somewhere in the North Woods with a beautiful Vera Vague.
The beautiful Vera Vague.
Look, bud, I just read this stuff. I don't write it. A late flash reports that the Mountie searching party have located Valley's trail. They'll soon have him back in headquarters so his glorious singing voice can be once more heard by all of us. Sorry we can't give you more encouraging news.
Did you hear that? The Mounties are coming after us. We'll be saved. We can only hold out until they get here.
Hark! Canadian Northwest Mounties, we are saved! Captain Barlow!
Private Valley, thank heavens we were in time to save you in this way. But who is this man?
Well, Captain, this man is...
Rudy, remember, he is my father.
Yes. This man is the father of the girl I love. And I am proud to hope that soon he'll be my father-in-law. Captain, may I present... The filthy fur filcher, John Barrymore.
So, well, this is the end of John Barrymore. Will you prefer charges, Miss Vague?
Well, a wife can't testify against her own husband.
Husband!
Husband.
Well, why not? We'll have to marry sooner or later. With you, it better be sooner, because there isn't much time left for later.
Just a minute, Miss Vague. Justice and truth must triumph. This man has broken the law, and he must be punished.
Monsieur Valet.
Did you not just hear that Jean Barrymore must spend the rest of his life with this woman?
Yes.
Then shut up about punishment.
Oh, Rudy, I am so proud of you. You are a true Mountie. You got your man, and you also got your woman.
Yes. Nothing stands in our way now, Doreen. Soon we will marry and have a great big family.
Big family?
Certainly. We're both French-Canadian, aren't we?
And maybe we have 5 little girls?
No, we've got to have 1 boy. A Northwest Mountie must always get his man. So now, we rejoice. Everybody. Everybody!
Alouette, gentil alouette.
Elliot and I have previously done it a very different way. And I think if we did it last night for the answer, it will be better.
All right, march tempo. That's okay.
All right. Okay, Eddie, let's sing.
Two. One, two. Sound four.
Alouette, gentil alouette. Alouette, gentil
alouette. Six, eight. Gentil alouette.
Switchatron transfers Rudy Valley into John Barrymore, and John Barrymore into a Karuna. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.